Commissioners Court, Monday, January 9th, 2023, at 9 o'clock, begins here.
To get started, this is a meeting of Franklin County Commissioners Court, regular meeting on the 9th day of January 2023 at 9 o'clock a.m. in the county courtroom here in Franklin County, Texas, and we'll let our new commissioners.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the day that you've given us, Lord. We thank you for the precious gift of another day of life. Lord, we're thankful for this country we live in and for this county that we live in, Lord, for our friends and neighbors, Lord. We're thankful for all the freedoms you give us. We thank you for your blessings. We pray that you bless this court this morning. We, as we do the county business, give us wisdom and understanding. And we pray that you bless us in everything we do. Help us have the right hearts in everything we do. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We are in the new year. Christmas is over, so public comment back for a minute. Public comment, you're back in here.
Scary.
Oh, you told me. What come? You live over here. Any public comments from anybody? Really? Okay. Then we'll go on to agenda item number one, approve the minutes from December 3rd, 2022 regular session. You can make a motion. Oh, we need the two new guys to do this first one.
Here.
I'll
go ahead.
I move to approve the minutes from the previous meeting.
All right. We got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number two, audit claims against the county and authorize their payments. There you are.
The amount submitted for your approval is $259,185.13.
Repeat, please.
$259,185.13.
I move to approve the claims against the county.
I second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number three, consider and take action on approving October and November 2022 monthly reports.
The county attorney total is $80. The constable is $498.74. The tax assessor is $9,742.11. The county clerk is $36,821.74. District clerk, $23,315.81. Justice of the peace, $25,947.70. The sheriff's office, $661.12. And earnest earned is $66,552.65.
And that's October, November.
October and November.
Yeah, December hadn't been caught up yet. And Paris is our new treasurer, by the way. If y'all didn't know her, she's new. Brooke's new. Well, Brooke's not new. She's been new county clerk.
She's just new to that spot.
So we got a lot of new going on, and thank y'all for being here. All right, any questions, comments, motions?
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number four. First reading, replat lots 402R and 403R in the Pine Valley subdivision. Mr. McCormick, our people. There you are. You come on up. Kind of explain to us Pine Valley. It's just right here. Let me kind of unroll it. You kind of pick it out. You come over here if you could.
And this is a.
let me get the pull out here first and put it in the copy. All right, where you been?
Right, this is the lot that I own right now, which is 403. And my partner and I bought the lot behind us. We're dividing it. He's going to use it for septic system. I'm just going to combine it with my lot.
Okay. And the homeowners association?
Everybody's approved it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the first thing I asked now. Anybody got any questions on that? No.
You're going to use a lot of septic. My partner is right here. He's going to get the two-third piece, big piece there, and then I'm going to append this to my lot, the existing lot that I already own.
Okay. All right. Any questions, anybody? Stick right in there. Good question.
Hold on, wait a minute.
All right.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, sir. Okay, you got a motion to approve?
So moved.
Yes, I am.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. Any discussions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. I ain't gonna take that one out. Well, I don't know, y'all might wanna look at it, because y'all didn't get to see it last time, did you?
No, I didn't get to see it.
That's true. Number five, second reading, replat lots 2R-A, 3RA, Phase 6 of Eagle Point subdivision. Ralph, this is your second reading.
Yes, sir.
We'll pull this one back out, since we don't have, we got too many lots.
And we have received all of the required documentation.
All right, you may want to explain to them again what it is around here.
Sir, this replat changes the angle at which this common line is going to be two lots. Makes a little bend right here, goes off into the lake from that angle. Currently, it goes right through the corner of that roadhouse. So this puts it in compliance with water district requirements, and they are going to tear this boathouse down and replace it. That's the material to this part of the building. This change in angle will make it meet the specs.
Okay. Questions, do you have? Scotty?
Okay.
You good?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Motion to approve final reading.
Motion to approve.
Second. Got a motion and a second. Any more discussion or any questions or discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Thank you, Ralph.
I will have the owner contact you for payment.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right, number six, consider and take action on approving the county treasurer's deputation for Talisa Newman and Chance Crane. Motion.
I move to approve.
I second. Motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number seven, consider to take action approving removing Betty Scallon as signatory authority over the county treasurer's bank accounts and adding Paris Tillery and Chance Crane as signatory authorities to the following accounts: general fund, INS, and revolving economic. Okay.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number eight, consider and take action on approving county clerk deputation of Marie Reeder and Yesenia Valenzuela Castro.
And I have those if y'all would like to view them. I forgot to put them in your box. So if y'all want them.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number nine, consider and take action on approving removing Betty Crane as signatory authority on all county clerk bank accounts and adding Marie Reeder as signatory of the following accounts: county clerk operating, special credit card e-file, and cash bond.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, got a motion to second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number 10, record certificates of achievements, certifying Brooke Sale, completion of Texas Health and Human Services Birth Register Certification Course. Course.
I'll do better next time.
Motion to approve.
a second?
Second.
Got a motion and a second? Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Number 11, consider and take action on approving county constable deputation for Tim Dye. Where is that? We got
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second? Any discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed? Ayes have it. Number 12, consider and take action on approving awards for bids for 2023 road materials, culverts, and fuel.
There's a spreadsheet in each of y'all's boxes, if you can read it. I'm proud of making as big as possible for this spreadsheet that we have.
Questions?
I move to approve the bids.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Number 13, consider and take action on approving countywide standard rate for culvert pricing and installation. That would be you.
Yeah, in the past, mine and Jerry's precinct did not charge for culverts. The other two precincts did. And it's approaching, we put in 10 times the amount of culverts a year now than we did when I started. Yes, and so, but we all ought to be on a uniform pricing deal. And these things are priced per foot, you know. I hardly ever put anything in less than a 30 foot, but that's up to the commissioner and the people he's working with on what size he puts in. But they're priced by the foot. My proposal is just charge twice whatever they are per foot, and that takes care of the gravel and everything for putting it in. And that's a uniform price.
What were the other commissioners before charging about the same thing?
I don't know. I think they were charging the cost of the culvert.
Oh, okay.
But then they would install it. But gravel has become a lot more expensive. And this would just be a uniform. And it'll still be considerably cheaper than if you went and hired a contractor to do it. And I don't know. You new guys may not have experienced it yet, but I have found out there's a lot of people that are contractors or whatever that you let them put in a culvert. Oh, they're in a hurry. They won't put it in. And they put it in, and you've got to go back and redo it. So sometimes it's ahead to go ahead and try to find time and get it put in to your specs than it is to let somebody else do it and then have to go back and redo it.
Didn't we used to have, back years ago, once built a house out on 1011, if you're building a residence, you got one culvert for free, and anything else, you build a barn or anything, you pay.
Well, that's basically the way we did. I mean, Jerry did.
We had a lot of people that said they're going to build a house.
And didn't do it.
Well, they flipped it.
Yeah.
They flipped it. Right. Of course, you know, I've had three of them do it last year.
I've got three right now that I put in the last year, and there's no house to
build. Well, they all got flipped, but one is building the house, and another one's people are building the house, the other two's just sitting there.
Yeah.
But, you know.
That helps them sell.
I don't have no problem putting them. And, you know, really, to be honest, I think it's the commissioner's discretion on it. But, we've got so many culverts out there that are rotten and gone, been in there for 50 years that we're having to replace, along with the ones that we're adding. And it scares me to death. The rubbish is going to be all culverts.
Okay.
It's a deal. I mean, I've got 30 culverts coming right now mainly because of the driveways.
Yeah.
You know, you use that same, pretty much that same 12 inch, 15 inch every time. And you got plenty of them, you don't ever have enough to put you in.
What state do?
They quit.
That makes it going to make me put in that.
Oh, you've got to have the safety in for that.
And a contractor's got to put it in.
You know, once the deal on the, you know, when they did the taxing on the driveways, you know, when they did away with the deducted from the landowner, they quit doing anything with culverts.
Really? Yeah. I just kept, there was another one where I was at now, and I just kept it. I said, I ain't spending $10,000 on that.
Since I've never, I have never had to, when I, my team, obviously last week, we put a couple in, but just, what does a contractor, I mean, what a private contractor get to do one of them? I know we're considerably lower. I know Sam had previously did, they obviously charged for the culvert itself, but the hours and the material that with it.
They are different prices according to whichever contractor you hire. I've had some of them tell them it'd be $500 for installation plus the culvert. Some of them even more than that.
Bob truck load of rock right now, it's about $850.
If they say a load of rocks, $700 to $900 now. Then the cost of the culvert and then labor.
I mean, obviously, that, yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that everybody that's on this court and the four people that I hear need help too, that all of our materials did go significantly up.
Yeah, and the, you know, and our budget for material stayed the same. So,
right.
Based on that fact, you know, probably the first 4 years I put in, I've tried to figure about 15 culverts. In those first 4 years, I put in about that many last year.
Me and my guys have been riding around and looking, and right now, and this is not, I've got to replace four culverts and put one in for a guy whenever the weather permits. But I mean, I've got five culverts already right now to install.
So how is Sam doing it before? Was he invoicing him?
And
he just coming up here and paying him? Is that how that was happening?
Yes.
Okay, well that will need to continue so that
yes.
Paris's office knows exactly what's going out and what's supposed to be coming in. Y'all right. Need to bring her a copy of that.
Right.
Yes. We bring her a copy of the invoice, we give the person that we put the culvert in a copy, and they can turn it in when they pay the bill.
Well, we weren't going to take your ideas that just to go and just double up what the cost of the culvert is, yeah. And that'll cover what the
yeah, that'll pretty well.
And to me, for the most part, you're putting in 12 and 15 inch ones in a driveway, and they're not that expensive, so if you double it up, you're still looking at less than $500 to put one in. That's pretty cheap. But still cheap.
Well, the standard size now is 30 foot, that's all you can get from.
What was that, Gary? I'm sorry.
Standard length, 30 foot now. That's all you can get from Birthright anyway. I don't know about the others, but
yeah, they say
they I don't know. The ones that we're using, they quit. You can't even get a 24. All 30.
Of course, the bigger ones will obviously come in, and that's going to be stuff that the county's having to do replacing on the bridges. And
yeah, occasionally you'll have a few big ones in the driveway, but they're again the cost is reflected. Usually not too many driveway culverts that are bigger.
No? You want to make a motion?
I might get a formal motion.
Okay.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. The ayes have it. Number 14, consider and take action on approving 2023 cybersecurity enrollment and training for Franklin County employees through TAC.
You have that in your, they should have a copy in their file and you have it in your binder to sign up there.
Apparently we've got to do it every year now.
Yes, we have to do it every year. Anyone that spends more than 50% of their time on the county's database.
And you better read it and don't think it's one of the easy ones because they will. You can't fail this thing.
I'm that close.
I didn't know it was going to be serious. I think so.
No, the judge signed
okay, just give it him.
Right, no, he's not. That's just copies in y'all's files. He has the original.
Sorry, I knew it did.
No, that's all right.
We'll tell you one day. We'll let you know the federal panel.
I'll cut the stuff in your box. I know what it is.
Make sure to watch his hat.
Judge, is there a cost to this service from TAC? No, it's just free.
No, Judge, you can mark me off that list. I'm just at 49%.
49.99.
Move to approve.
Okay.
Second.
Flip a coin.
Then Toby.
Okay. We got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number 15, consider and take action on approving interlocal agreement between Social Springs Police Department, Franklin County Sheriff's Office, B County, Texas, for access to hosted secure facilities for information technology resources and net data and GHS systems and government software. That's what we do with all the people out at it with net data. So they got our, what do they call it, Ricky?
Backup site.
Yeah. That the JP gets free stuff called it.
So
second.
Okay, got a motion and a second.
Somebody else gets it.
Just the JP.
Got a motion. You haven't figured out what's free yet, have you?
Got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed? The ayes have it. Number 16, consider and take action on approving and changing the following county positions from being paid to hourly wages to salary wages within the current budgeted salary constraint. It would be the library director, elections administrator, and emergency management coordinator. I can speak to the emergency management coordinator. He gets called out all the time. As a matter of fact, he got called out what time this morning? 5:20 this morning for fire. And so it's just easier for him to be put on salary like a peace officer. So they get called out quite often.
And the elections administrator has not been hired as yet. If anyone's interested, we are taking applications.
We will have a meeting today.
And can you announce what those salaries will be for each of those positions, please?
Did we figure that out? We're talking about that today.
What position?
The EA.
I thought you were talking about the elections administrator.
And Lisa here?
Yes.
Yeah, there she is. Hi, Becker. I'll let you explain your position because you got a lot going on too.
Well, I mean, we're open regular hours, but we also do a lot of nighttime programming, weekend programming, things like that. A lot of outreach that we do.
Yeah. All right, any questions? Motion to approve?
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Discussion items? Anything on discussing about roads or county buildings? We will we'll have a workshop talking about that EA and where we're going to put it and the building. I may get Bill in here. I talked to him a little bit this morning about it. So we put our elections administrator out there and we got to do some work on that. So we'll talk about that here in a little while. At 11, a little time. And then this afternoon, we will meet at 1.
Yes.
We'll meet at 1 o'clock for our, oh, there you are.
Yes.
One I had to change it.
Yeah, you changed the time.
I had to change it. I didn't realize we had to post it because it was just kind of a committee kind of get together and we'll discuss kind of where we want to go and we'll go out for a bit, add the guidance on that.
For
elections administrators. So we'll give, well, I want to at least get it for 2 weeks in the paper before we do that, take applications and do that.
Okay, it'll be, if we don't have it by noon today, then it'll be the next issue.
Well, I wish you could wait till 1 o'clock. We really would like to have this paper.
If you have the wording, go ahead. Give it to me. Call it to you.
Okay.
But I need to get it set.
I'll call you as soon as we get it.
I'm sorry?
I'll call you as soon as we get it.
Okay. I need it sent so we don't have to retype it.
Okay. Because we'd like to get it the next 2 weeks or two, because we want to try to get this.
That's what I'm saying. If you send what you anticipate, I'll have it all set. Type set, ready to go. I'll hold it until you get the okay. You know, and if there's a date change, whatever, we can do that. But I need to get that in the office or
before noon.
Before noon.
Yeah, and...
Because this is just going to say that we're taking applications.
Yeah, but, I mean, I've got some...
Criteria.
Criteria that we've looked on other counties, what, kind of what they've got, and I kind of want to go over it with all of them and kind of see what...
But do you have to put that in the ad, though?
Maybe not.
That's what I'm saying, you don't really have that requirement. You can say that details of the requirement, or, and then I can...
We'll have them posted on our website.
Yeah, and then I can do that in a story the following week if you're not pushing the timeframe too close, because I think you have to wait a couple of weeks. Just trying to get it done as fast as we can for it.
Yes, yeah, I want to, we need to kind of get rock and rolling on this to do that. We'll meet this afternoon, we'll kind of go over, if we have to skip a week, that's fine. We'll just, I want it in there at least 2 weeks, so we can get some applications. Anything else? Jail, Ricky, everything okay at jail?
We'll talk about it at 11.
We're not voting on it anyway, are we? All right, anybody else say anything good for the county? If not, we'll, I'll tell you what, let's just recess until 11, how's that? We can do it.
No, we've already said it.
Oh, so yes, I'm sorry.
I moved to adjourn.
There you go. Okay, got a motion and a second to adjourn, all the papers say aye. All the papers say aye. We'll just read it. We'll just read it.